Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gabor.io, and I'm here today with Mark Kramer, the president of Kramer Communications and also the host of the Best Business Minds podcast, a weekly podcast talking to business people. So good morning, Mark. How are you doing today?
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, thank you for joining us today. So to start with, can you just give us a brief history of your background, what you've been doing for the last, let's say 30 years?
Yeah, sure. undergrad, West Virginia, master's from Penn State. I've run over 25 startups, 4 turnarounds, written 6 books, taught 10 years at the Wharton School in the MBA program there. And I'm right now currently working on a new metaverse venture. I run the Angel Venture Fair, where we bring together wealthy people with entrepreneurs looking for capital. And I started the country's first formally organized investor angel network in 1990. I started the first virtual business incubator in the world, where people could access business services from an incubator without physically being there. And I started this podcast called The Best Business Minds at the start of the pandemic. And now we have listeners from 62 countries and have won 2 major awards in the past couple of months for it. So I've had a very interesting career so far. I can't imagine ever retiring. I joke with my kids, if I have this big hit, I'm going to retire. My ex-wife says, oh, that will last about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way that you could possibly be sitting still and not doing something.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. People ask me why I don't retire. I just actually was accepted for Medicare. And I'll tell you how old I am.
And you're like, wait a minute, what happened to those years? How's that even possible? I mean, I write also a national column for American City Business Journals as well. But I like doing a lot of things simultaneously, or else I feel disorganized.
Yes, no, I agree. And it's funny because I'm like, I just can't imagine. I like to golf, but I can't golf 5 days a week, right?
Yeah, and you feel useless.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so tell us about Kramer Communications. It sounds like Kramer Communications has something to do with the venture capital business. Is that correct?
Well, I started this marketing communications business about 30 years ago. And the reason I started was that people were asking me, can you develop business plans, sales plans, operating marketing plans? Can you help me with actual marketing for the company? So while I was in between ventures, I would do this consulting, and I still do. So, and I broke up my consulting actually into different silos. I have one called Stress-Free Family Business, where I work with family businesses, which I could spend hours talking about that. And then I have one called Pitch to Me First, where I review business plans and investor presentations and help create them for companies. And then I just recently started something called SMS Enterprise Center in Louisville, which is, I started it because I was hired as Kramer Communications to start an enterprise center for a real estate company in Florida. And so we just started that in Louisville. So the stuff that I do, I decided that Kramer Communications could be the base. And then I would silo these different things off, because when you tell people you do so many different things, people like to put you in a box, mm-hmm. and it gets too confusing for them. Even when people introduce me, they go, Mark, he does everything. But it's really not. I'm really focused on entrepreneurs and family businesses, and focused on innovation and entrepreneurship and business creation.
Very cool. So let's concentrate then on that part of it, the entrepreneurship. And you started the Best Business Mindset podcast when the COVID hit. I mean, What did effect did it have on all of that part of it? You know, the venture capital part and just getting companies started back in, it would have been March of 2020 now.
Well, the reason I started was I wanted to give the entrepreneurs that I'm dealing with through the private investors group / Angel Venture Fair some type of information that would help them during this time overcome adversity, because we didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know when we would be seeing people, how you would raise capital, how you prepare your business, all this type of thing. And I thought, it would be really cool to interview business book authors and get their perspective on it. So I asked a friend of mine who taught at Wharton and now teaches at Harvard, Dr. Laura Hung, who wrote a book called Edge, it's about overcoming adversity, if she would be my first guest on the show. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that podcasts weren't live, and I was doing a Zoom cast. And I said, she said, when do you want to do it? I said, tomorrow. And she goes, like, tomorrow? I said, yeah. And she goes, okay, you think 25 people show up? Maybe. We had 172 people show up. And people said, when are you doing the next one? And people like the format because what I do is it's a live Zoom cast. And I tell people at the beginning, just type your questions in the chat. And if there are 15 questions in a row from the audience, I do those questions. I do not make the audience wait until I've done my questions and say, okay, we have time for two questions. No, so they feel engaged. So this Friday, I'll be on my 122nd show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I've made these amazing contacts mm-hmm. around the world. I mean, I've had authors from South Africa, China, Europe, all over the United States, South America, everywhere in the world. I've interviewed these authors, and I've had famous people like Tim Draper, famous VC.
I've seen him on the streets of San Mateo.
Yeah, exactly. And I've known Tim for quite some time and lucky to have him on show. His father is an amazing guy and really started the venture capital world in Silicon Valley. And I had John Chambers, who built Cisco Systems, and a whole slew of other well-known authors who really enjoyed being on a live show.
Yeah. No. So what do you see, like, now that we've gone through COVID? Because when COVID hit, no one really knew what was going on. And I think we've come through it pretty good. But what do you see from a venture capital standpoint? Do you see that a lot of it's going to be done like this through Zoom? Because it used to be a lot of getting on a lot of planes. And
I think what it's done is it opened up investment in a bigger way. I think before people thought about syndicating, and there had been some syndicating, and people said, yeah, I would look at it, talk to you if you're somewhere else and we could do, Zoom or something, some other type of video. But now people have gotten quite accustomed to it. And so now they're investing all over the world without actually physically seeing and touching the investors. So that's really been a good thing for the world. What's been, I think, bad is people not coming back to the office, especially in a startup where you need to be able to build culture and be able to talk to each other. Yeah, it's one thing if you're running a professional services firm like investment banking, maybe even law or accounting, where you don't need to build culture to work together. But in all these startups, that's really critical, is that you get to know each other and make that happen. So I think that's been a change. I think people are seeing now lots of opportunity for doing business around the world, where they're even outsourcing more stuff around the world. And it's going to be the next big thing. I'm working on a venture in that space. And until you put those Oculus 2 glasses on, and try that out, you have no idea what an amazing experience you're talking about here. So I think there's going to be great things. I think, every 10 years, the economy is like a buffet. Mm. People fill up and they get so full that they have to push themselves away from the table. And if you take a look back, literally, it's almost exactly like every 10 years. And this will pass too. Once things settle, then you'll see there's tons of money out there. So you'll see these things turn themselves around.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. And I think people do want that person-to-person contact. They don't want to be talking like this all the time. I think people have learned that now. I think it was fun at first, and when we first started coming out of things, but then all people are like, hey, let's meet in person, right?
Well, I think the finance people like it because they go, oh, we don't have to pay for your hotel and travel.
Right.
But the fact is, you would... talked about, oh, Mark, if you come here, we can have a beer and talk sports. You can't do that on Zoom.
Right.
You can't go after having a meeting and say, hey, let's go to a local sports bar and go watch a St. Louis Blues hockey game.
Right.
And talk about it and get to know each other on a personal level where those ties are binding. Zoom is just a transaction. It's really hard to go and build a relationship just based on video.
Yes, I would agree. Well, Mark, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been great talking to you, and hopefully we do sit down and have that beer in the near future.
Well, thank you very much for having me.